one. The latter is realized through the destruction of the former, or in some cases, a conscious transcendence. And such an experience, as I have found, leads us to the realization that we are an inner light enclosed in an outer shell, that the point of the journey is to understand that all things are ecstasy within, but they must be broken to be revealed. Anybody can look back at their lives and see how the things they once perceived to be the most tragic were actually the most crucial, the most valued, the turning points, the miracles, the awakenings. What we all find eventually is that the things we find and discover are not sought outside of us, they are what we reveal, uncover, and are reminded of through a specific process that's outside of our control and yet at the same time suited for our needs perfectly. The truest freedom is in realizing that your physical self is an illusion, a temporary experience for an eternal being to grow through. You are not the thought, you are what hears the thought. You are not the feeling, you are what is revealed through the feeling. The concept that we're separate is just another mechanism of the mind. We're at once deeply different but bound by the same nature. The same as each other, the same as the universe, the same as the maps that show us riverways and paths from a distance, much like our wrists show us the same pattern of our veins from close up. Like bare winter tree branches outline the same pattern as our nerve endings. If we can learn to perceive ourselves outside of our human minds, we realize that our own light is a refraction of the whole one, that we are cells of the same body, extensions of each other, and yet, at the same time, creations of ourselves. We are the energy of the universe playing itself out for a while. The point of the enclosing is to break through. We can only exist by contrast in a state of simultaneous creation and destruction, and this is yet another example of that. Because even when we realize there's an inner self, one that guides us and is at peace, is not concerned with the issues and nuances of the world, is greater than the summation of the parts our minds think we are, there is still something within us that wants to entertain the ego, to stay within the thinking mind. This is the human element. This is what makes the dichotomy a miracle and the final frontier to conquer. We can understand the difference. We can feel it even. But until we transcend the desire to feel socially accepted, universally wanted, superior, external, and permanent, we will fall back into those relentless cycles of pursuing just that, but never to an end. For me, it was a medical experience in which I was awake while asleep and at once felt the difference between my two essential natures, the light, free, strong, peaceful, beautiful one, and the one it's enclosed in for a while. It was by the very awareness of this that I was able to transform my life, the most salient proof being the fact that you're reading this right now. I find we are often critical of optimism, of fear of it not being true. We scoff at those who have found these truths and who live them, because some part of us is afraid we'll never be able to. But there is no such thing as too good to be true, there's only good, and there's no other way to live in it than just to fully consciously be. There is no other way because it is the only truth there is, and it's the ultimate reality that is unveiled when the rest is stripped away. 2. The choice you don't realize you have. There is no right way to approach a deeper understanding of ourselves. The only thing that's important is identifying that there's something to approach. There are different practices, theories, and teachings because these different interpretations and methodologies are necessary for different people at different times, at different points of the journey. Ultimately, the journey is the same, but there are different paths along it, so to speak. In theory, everything is spiritual experience. We just define them as isolated incidents in which we become actively, consciously aware of this. Spiritual experiences, or out-of-body experiences, as I will talk about them, ultimately serve you, awaken you, expand your consciousness, connect you, even just for a moment, with the part of you that doesn't require physical means to make it aware. To be spiritual is to be human. In concept, it brings awareness to the idea that we are spectacular manifestations of our own energy fields. In practice, it brings awareness to being able to sit and breathe so consciously that your body dissipates from your understanding. These experiences do not have to be radical and intense. They're not reserved for a